that are problems in the movement that are dividing us. That's what island makers means, you know, division, creating islands so we can't get together and unify. And we need help with that. So if anyone's interested in being someone that lists people in our new database, we'd love to hear from you. PAC groups, it's the education arm of People's Awareness Coalition. We're having trouble getting people on board for that, and we'll talk about that a little more. We're in the level 2 classes we're talking about. People think they're getting their free information off the internet, and it's all bad. I haven't seen anything that's right out there for the most part. So we really need to get that established. And, of course, there's the Red Amendment site, which is the book. Mm-hmm. And that's got all the information. That's redamendment.net.
.net, not .net, .com,
yeah.
.org, redamendment.
Now, we do have redamendment.com, but it's forwarded to .net. So.
Okay.
But the main site is the PAC Alliance site, and I didn't mention that one. For some reason, it's not on the list. Why is that? Maybe I missed it.
PAC Alliance.
PAC Alliance. That's the main site. It's on the other page. That's the main site.
When we say PAC, it's PAC, without a K. It's PAC Alliance for People's Awareness Coalition.
Right. And the People's Awareness Coalition was supposed to be lawful nationals. I started this. I did the research on nationality. The movement was going off citizenship in the 90s when I got into it, which is wrong. Then we can talk about the citizenship issue when we talk about the corporate issue next hour.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity for hour 2, and then we will take callers after we discuss a little bit more.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle. Your host and our guest is L.B. Bork, who is the author of the Red Amendment and several websites. He's also formed the People's Awareness Coalition. And we were going to go ahead and bring up, to me, a burning issue in our movement. A lot of people are focused on the United States and all of the states and all the counties and all these various agencies. They're all incorporated, and they all are for-profit corporations doing business with the human resources. So they think that's a huge solution is to unincorporate. But we have in place the Constitution that's different than the organic Constitution. Now it's a constitution for the corporate government, and The 14th Amendment has turned us all into U.S. citizens, and that seems to be foundational. That seems to be also a time when the federal government incorporated. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, they really, you know, the 14th Amendment created a different system. And after studying, you know, Roman law, I was out west about year 2000. This is after I wrote my first version of my book, but in 2007 I updated it and included this information, which was, you know, the first edition, and this second one was just not as impressive as a later one, but this new 2016 is just awesome. It's got the glossary that was put together by a lady in Texas, which I really appreciate, really added a lot to the book. But this guy out west gave me a book called Soames Institutes of Roman Law, and I really had trouble because the courts are so vague in what they talk about. You know, it's for us to know and you to find out type attitude. So I really didn't see what was going on until I read this book in 2000 with the system. And there was one excerpt from it that just spoke volumes to me, and it explained everything. And I'm going to read it here. It's out of that Soames Law, Rudolf Soames, 1892 is when this book was written. And it was written by a German law professor. You know, these how stupid or how deceptive the lawyers are. They're either ignorant or stupid, and you know they want to keep their you know, job security, for lack of better words. So they might be lying. But one guy said, "Well, that book doesn't apply to the United States because it's written by a German law professor," and that's just ludicrous because you know, all the law today is predicated on the Roman law system. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, this is out of the Law Persons, and it's they said, Soames said, the jus privatum, which means private law, was throughout a law for the individual only, and hence, as far as the old private law system was concerned, there could be no subject of rights and duties other than a natural person, i.e. a man or woman or individual. It says individual in the book. Roman private law had originally no room for gigantic corporate personalities, so vastly exceeding the dimensions of the individual personality. Originally, it was neither capable nor desirous of supplying the law for any other propriety relations but those of private persons, in the strictest sense of the term, i.e. individuals, men and women, persons. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the Roman lawyers succeeded, as we have seen, in securing the recognition of corporations within the domain of private law. Mm-hmm. The 14th Amendment allowed this to flourish, just like Soames noted the Roman empire did. Mm-hmm. And that's what destroyed Rome, in my opinion, when they gave corporations powers that the people had. And as you know, there's a lot of this straw man crap that runs around the movement, which is all nonsense. The law of persons, if we're going to have a civil law system, which, you know, that's what my research has brought up. There's a division there. But the law of persons is what governs, you know, govern the states before the 14th Amendment even. So there's really nothing wrong with the person law system. In my opinion, it's this corporate domination of incorporating or allowing corporations to have the rights of people. And, you know, unless you know these things and can delineate how law works, it's people don't get it. It's really not that hard to understand. You know, corporations are legal entities, and so are people. And I have no problem with that. It's how the law is you know, written that makes the difference. So,
okay, question. Wait, let me just break.
Yeah.
You know, we believe that corporations can only contract with other corporations, so they've falsely incorporated us through our birth certificate.
No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah,
why is that wrong? Because your birth certificates are an instrument with the state and has your name spelled in all caps. That's actually been a designation for corporations for a long time, is the all capital, putting someone's name or a corporation. It's always in all capital letters.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there, really. That's been twisted, too. I talked about the Roman systems of status in my book, and then the next thing you know, the movement's taken it and twisted it all around. The Roman law or the Roman lettering system was in all caps back then. They didn't have upper lower case. So we're dealing with just details of the law that have nothing to do with these theories that are floating around. And they didn't start issuing birth certificates in all the states until the Roosevelt period, really. So the law is what makes the difference, not all these goofy theories that are out there. They had control over people before the birth certificates. So that's another distraction. And that's why I say everything in this movement is nonsense. It's distraction, and they put out...
Well, it was incremental. Certainly was incremental. You have to understand that, because there was a Federal Reserve system. And just prior to the Federal Reserve, 1913 was the institution of the wanting everyone to get a state birth certificate rather than just enter it into a family Bible.
Yeah. It's just
that
more...
That was all done at the turn of the century.
But I'm telling you, they had, if you murdered someone or you had duties and rights under the citizenship of the state, the birth certificate doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes, it's not the birth certificate that makes you liable for the income tax. It's getting the Social Security number. That all's just wrong information. I'm just... stumble over my words here because it's so frustrating, because it's all garbage.
I want you to clarify it for the listeners, so I'm going to be asking you those kind of things, because they hear a lot of different information on Republic Broadcasting Network all the time, so you need to be able to clarify some of these things. That's all.
Well, like I said, there was law that controlled people before that even happened.
Yes, okay.
The civil law is in the law of persons. That existed before the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So the birth certificate issue wasn't an issue then. They still had control over people.
Okay.
It's like I say, it's a law, it's a private law that they passed that governs people.
Mm-hmm.
And the 14th Amendment, like I go over in my book, it says right in 14th Amendment, Section 4, like you said, it's incremental. They set it up with that. It said the public debt shall not be questioned. So they were already setting up the system of debt prior to the Federal Reserve. That's what people don't understand, that the Constitution is the foundational law for the United States, and that's what controls everything.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th Amendment gave them permission, or the foundation our opportunity to create these federal corporations that are predicated off mixing the person law with the states and the federal government. They couldn't do it before that. That's why they needed that tool in the Constitution to be able to do that. That's what my book goes over thoroughly.
Right. Well, once they establish you as a U.S. citizen or a federal entity, and they have control, jurisdiction over you as this U.S. citizen, then it leads to all these other things.
Yeah. Here's one thing I like to use that just destroys all this straw man stuff and whatever. If they indict someone, let's say a bank is robbed, for example, and they have four suspects, they know two, but they don't know the other two. They put John Doe in there. They don't care what your name is. they have jurisdiction over that person anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the indictment's going to say John Doe, and they'll fill in the blank later after they find out who it is. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff with the cap letters and all that, it's just, it's a red herring. Mm-hmm. I've talked to people that go to court. They start arguing that the judge will, or the prosecutor will say, "Well, I'll just go rewrite this, and I'll use upper and lower case, and just continue on," because that doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, the all cap name, it does. It's just a symptom of the problem,
right?
If you want to call it that. And it does, you know, a legal entity, like I said. There's no, I don't have a problem with legal entities. You know, it's the system of law. What are we going to use otherwise? Mm-hmm. You know, in a complex world, are we going to go back to, like, the law the Indians used?
Right.
With all this, you know, mercantilism, which is basically why we're in this mess, is mm-hmm. mercantilism. And it's all created back. I wrote a paper. It's kind of an addendum or supplement to the Red Amendment. It's called Liberalism and Statism. And I kind of go through a 2,000-year timeline of what's transpired. Basically, back in the 1700s, in that period of time, right after, Reformation of the church was in the 1500s. That's when the Jesuits came in to be in power of the church. And then they waited a few years. Age of Enlightenment came into being. And that's when they started conspiring or planning, if you will, to bring the Roman system back. And they did it with the United States as a boilerplate. They started using, you know, the citizen language again from the Roman Empire, which is citizen means basically a denizen or someone that's got duties or privileges of a city, you know.
Right.
The people in the countries or in the open back in the Roman system were more free than the people in the cities because they had different municipality benefits and privileges. So, yeah, that's what I've determined. Citizens basically a person with, you know, benefits and privileges of a city.
And, right, so it's rights, know, they, privileges for, I mean, no, privileges versus rights.
Right, correct. Yeah, privileges are, yeah, they call, you know, civil rights rights, but they're not. They're really privileges.
Yes,
you see, they mix all these terms up.
And yeah, and they confuse
it. It gets very confusing.
It does.
I had a judge tell me one time, "Oh, we use counsel, attorney, and lawyer interchangeably," which is a deception because they're all different. Basically, right. They all have different meanings, but you know, that's how deceptive they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to take callers after this next break?
Yeah, it's up to you if there are any.
Yeah, I would like to take callers. Is there some regular listeners to this program? And I'm sure they would like to have some questions, and you know, as long as they can keep it civil, for sure. Anyhow, yeah. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. Do you have, are you connected to Skype, LB?
Sure.
Yes. So you can see the chat room?
I don't know about chat room.
Well, you can open up a chat box. I'm for some reason not connecting to Skype, so I can't see who calls in.
Well, someone else. Yeah, I'm in the chat room. I've got the board here.
Okay. Well, then Ken can put in who the caller is, and you can tell me who's on and who's not. And you just take them in order because I actually can't see the Skype box for some reason.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I'm on a friend's computer. That's one of the glitches in this show is my computer's in the shop, and I can't seem to get it connected. But that's the way it is. So we're coming up on a commercial break. please call in at 800-313-9443 to ask L.B. Bork a question and join the discussion. Thank you.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of Humanity. Talking to L.B. Bork, our guest. He's the author of The Red Amendment, and we're going to open up the phone lines, and I'm not sure if there's any callers, but if there's not any callers yet, then we'll continue our discussion. L.B., are you there?
I think there's a Mark in Philadelphia. I just saw the chat come up.
Mark in Philadelphia, welcome to In Defense of Humanity. Do you have a question or comment for LB?
Well, I'd just like to say that I've been following these different perspectives for a while now, and I'm telling you, man, they really, you can really get involved with them, and they make some sense, and it's like, oh, yeah, the Constitution and 1871 and all this stuff. But really, doesn't it, at the end of the day, come down to the conscience of a human being behind the bench? And maybe you know, binding them down, I guess you could say. because if they're already corrupted, they don't even have to follow their own rules. So, as one who has some experience here with extended family and friends who've been through some major issues, that there is no justice in our courts, and it comes down to who's going to enforce, who's going to force the judge and the prosecuting attorney and the legal system to abide by any rule. I mean, really, I mean that's what it seems like. If they want to victimize you, they've already got it set up. My sense of it is, in their view, we're all outlaws, and they just haven't caught up with us yet. It seems like more and more we have evidence that they're trying to infringe upon us and put a tag on us, a label. I think it's called a felon. They want to make felons out of all of us. Ultimately, I mean, so I don't know. Unless there are some instances where people are prevailing, but then it seems like they catch on, and then they regame the system again to their favor and just totally ignore whatever you're bringing to their attention. So, what say you about that?
It's all in my book. It's been out for 20 years. I blew the system apart, but people like being Marxist. So that's the problem. It's a catch-22 for them. My goal was to be left alone, and I have been for 25 years, but I don't take the communist or Marxist benefits of the system, which means you're out. You're free of all that for the most part. And that's how they snag people, progressive communism or Marxism. And that's what my book's all about, so... The people that don't read my book are really lost.
Okay.
They will remain lost.
Okay.
I can say that because people tell me that all the time.
Okay.
But isn't there hook? Here's the deal. To step out of the system or step aside from the system without this stuff called, let's see, money, how does one step out of the system completely and not be bound by, you know. Okay.
It's possible.
I mean, it's like,
that's what I help people with. We just got $18,000 back that was taken unlawfully from a man in New Jersey. But, you know, it's few and far between the cases I have because people are distracted with the damn internet and this crap that floats around the internet. And they don't listen. Period. That's the problem.
Well, I'm new to your information and who you are, so I'm not taking away from what you're saying. I'm making a point here that it seems I'm actually in agreement with you.
It's just after 25 years of seeing people go to prison and lose property, and then coming up with a remedy for it and understanding. Here we are, 20 years or 18 years later, after I've written my book. And people still aren't getting it because of the operatives and opportunists out there. And these people in the movement can't, you know, it's simple. These guys have a lot of money that set this up. They have operatives out there, and these people that with egos are screwing things up.
Okay, we are coming up on a break, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You want to hold?
Yep.
Do you want to hold over, Mark?
Sure, okay.
Go ahead and hold over.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
To In Defense of Humanity. We are taking callers. My guest is L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment and founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. And we have, we're talking to Mark in Philadelphia still, is that right?
Yes.
Are there other callers? L.B.?
I don't think so.
You didn't see any up there? I just wanted to know.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, there's two.
Okay.
There's
a
couple more. Yeah.
Well, just to...
Oh, actually, there's just four,
Okay, this wraps
just
up.
To share, okay, just to share something with you as a personal connection here. I don't know if you guys have heard of that man that's written a lot of books and made a few into movies. Let's see, John Grisham.
Mm-hmm.
He only wrote one nonfiction book. And that book is called The Innocent Man. It's actually about two men. And one of those men was my brother's best friend in school, who the story is about how they got accused of raping and murdering a bar waitress. And it turns out they were in prison for 12 years, and neither one of them had anything to do with it. And it turns out that the star witness was the one that did it. He was the bartender. And they went into prison right before the DNA was allowed as valid evidence. And they were holding them, by the way, on a hair, one strand of hair. So they said, well, test the hair, you know, because it'll prove that it belongs to neither one of us.
There's a whole bunch of corruption like that in the courts. The courts are not for us. That's very clear.
Right. So the deal is this group, I wanted to ask you, anyway, they eventually did get out, and they got $5 million settlement, but they lost 12 years of their life over a hair that wasn't even theirs, and the whole thing is a farce. So I wanted to ask you guys about this other group called the National Liberty Alliance, and again, I rarely listen to your show because I'm usually very, very busy on the weekends, but is it legitimate, or is it been infiltrated, or is it a distraction, or what?
It's a distraction. They're pushing bull crap, and okay. There's no common law grand juries. That's all false.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everything's right, false. You have to get my book. I'm telling you.
I'll check it out.
It'll blow your mind. Ask anyone that's read it.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling. What's the next caller?
I think Ken in Fort Worth.
Hi, Ken in Fort Worth. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. You have a specific comment or question?
Yeah. Do you know Rice McCloud? You know, have you ever heard of Rice McCloud stuff?
Yeah, he's a... That's bad stuff. It's UCC stuff, as far as I remember.
We used to go to meetings over in Irving, Texas, and he would talk, and they would tape record it, and they'd videotape it. And he would, talked about intelligent things. I don't know if he led me astray, but he talked about things I'd never heard anything about.
Yeah.
And I know one guy, he went out, and he paid his house off with a bond. Well, anyway, worse come to worse, they took the house away from him.
Sure.
And he told me he couldn't get a judge to say you can't do that. And he said, I sent a bond to the guy who owned the house. He sent it to the sheriff and to someplace in Puerto Rico. I couldn't understand the whole thing. But they took his house anyway. And he tried to tell them to go back to the judge. They wouldn't. And they put a thing on his door and took him away. I videotaped it.
He didn't get a copy of the appeal.
Oh, he didn't have a copy of the appeal, for one thing.
He didn't file it.
Said he didn't file it.
That's what they usually do.
And he made a mistake. He made a mistake, didn't get a receipt. But anyway, he says he couldn't get a judge to say he couldn't do that. You'd think a judge would come up and say, you know, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can understand if you do something and a judge says you can't do that. The judges don't want to make decisions, do they?
Well, they're not your lawyer, so they're not going to give you the answers.
No.
You have to present the proper information to them to get them to make a decision. That's why I said case law is usually because someone makes a mistake. And if you're not doing things right, you don't see the courts. That's what I get mad at. People say, well, do you have some wins and stuff? And I go, we do things right. We don't go to court. And it's based on what we profess. And you're talking about stuff that's in the system. And like I said, I got out of the system. That was my goal,
right,
to get away from this system.
You don't want to go in front of a judge.
No, we try to see the whole 14th Amendment system is predicated on administrative law, the administrations, you know. The,
I think they made everybody...
Matter of fact, I'll tell you something here. The Department of Justice in the Washington, D.C., everything's predicated on the 14th Amendment citizenship. If you're not a 14th Amendment citizen, they can't do squat to you. And that's what
I think it made everybody slaves with the 14th Amendment, didn't they?
Yeah, it did. And that's everyone, like I said, wants to be in the system. They like their communism.
Well, what do you make of the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, it's those stories are nice, and I believe that confuse this issue with the straw man, and you know, there's yeah, I wrote one paper, and it has to do with the Department of Justice, and I included some of their you know, their beliefs in you know, the gods and things like this, but you can't go into court and start talking about these things. Yeah, that's the substance of or the foundation of what they believe. But there's apples and oranges. So to mix these stories with how the law works, it's just confusing things. So the people that tell these fairy tales, I think it does damage. That's my opinion.
Dorothy wore silver shoes, went down a gold brick road. She meets her straw man and attacks a TIN man that attacks identification man. And a dog total exposed the whole plot. And she said, well, I'll miss my straw man the most. And the lady said, well, you could have went back any time, or you can chew on your tail.
Yeah, well, stories
that's
are nice,
what I
but
get
I
out
think
of it.
They're damaging.
How damaging to who?
Telling fairy tales. It's like telling, you know, girls.
Well, sure, it was
girls.
A fairy tale, but I believe that's what it meant.
Well... Okay.
Her fairy godmother said, you could have went back anytime. I go, okay, I went back. Or else I can chew on my tail.
Yeah,
I ain't
well,
going to chew on my tail.
I deal with reality, not the
I understand.
Tails.
I understand. Well, you know, sometimes you learn, when you go to court, you learn something by accident. We got that, I had a thing with the code compliance guy in Fort Worth, and we had a we filled out a thing. We wanted to try by jury, and we went down there. Bayless gave us a piece of paper there, and I said, I'm not a corporation. Don't live in a metro. Hand it to him. He said, we'll get back to you. That was in 06.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted the judge send me a letter, said, you can't do that.
Okay, well,
where are we going here?
We're not going anywhere. We should probably take another caller, but I really appreciate you calling in.
Hey, thank you. Nice. Hey, I'm listening to you guys. You got
yeah,
to say
there's
thank
a
you.
There's a lot more to learn than, you know, I'm telling you. If people disciplined themselves and actually read, you know, several pages of the Red Amendment, the 2016 edition with a glossary, it would blow them away. There's people that in Canada and Australia that are just amazed, and there needs to be more Americans actually paying attention because this has been happening everywhere.
I had two people, you know, Americans. I don't know what their problem is, but I had two people comment on my Facebook page the other day. She, this girl from Australia, she's 30 maybe. She's a dynamo. I mean, she makes any American look like a wimp when it comes to exposing the New World Order. And she goes, I got to get your book yet. And some guy from Canada that got two, his name's, I can't remember his name, but he said this book is hard to get through, but it's mind-blowing. It just changed his life because everything, I'm telling you, it's like, putting on the glasses on They Live, and or the Matrix at the end when Neo saw everything clear in the code, and people are they've been doing their best to keep people away from my work for the past 18 years. So that's what they do. They put out more disinformation and more confusion to keep people busy, and the internet's done a great job.
Well, Facebook the next is, caller, you thank know. You so much. What's the next caller, LB?
Just a minute. Bouncing back and forth here. Richard in Alabama.
Oh, hi, Richard in Alabama. Welcome to Independence of Humanity. You're a regular. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, I very seldom miss this program.
Well, I'm glad.
I got three questions in my head. They're pretty quick. I need to prove the definition of the old dollar sign that it is a unit of credit from the IMF, and I've looked and I've asked bank officers, I've asked the IRS, and nobody can produce any clear definition of that obsolete dollar sign. I know it's not a dollar. But
yeah, it's a good question.
How to prove it?
I don't know about that myself. I've thought about it, but it's really of no interest to me.
I've heard it's in the Banker's Book of Federal Reserve Regulations, but it's not available.
Okay, the second question you have.
Who picks those 33 administrative judges that are on the U.S. Judicial Conference?
Good question. I don't know.
Who picks the Board of Governors of the International Monetary Fund?
It's not something that we're talking about specifically tonight.
Yeah.
The money is a distraction to me.
Well, it's a private. It's a private currency.
It is a distraction until you're out.
But this is true. I mean, right now we are forced to use a private currency.
Yeah.
You know, they own it all, including you.
The U.S. citizens pay tax
currency.
On.
You know,
they pay the debt on it. I heard it. During the commercial break, there was some woman talking about we were declared enemies in 1933. That's wrong information, too. Mm-hmm. That's more disinformation. It's in my book. People are enemies based on the 14th Amendment. They just clarified it or brought it to people's attention in 1933. And that's one of the things I looked at. I'm thinking, how can they just declare people enemies? That's ludicrous. It's written right in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. There's the foundation for all the problems.
Down.
So anyway, yeah, the money issue, they stacked the Supreme Court after they had the legal tenders cases before the 14th Amendment was installed. They got the 14th Amendment put in place. General Grant, who was president at the time, came into power, and the legal tender cases were manipulated and overturned to fancy or, you know, work with the fiat money system. So everyone's agreeing to this. It's a U.S. citizen. There's no remedy for it unless you're not a 14th Amendment citizen. So everyone's got to pay the debt on that. And I go over those details in the book and papers I've written. So that's why I say the money is a distraction. The main problem is here's the thing that no one's probably going to tell you. Communism is where government establishes and controls the economy. That's simply what communism is. They've taken our family and local economies and state economies away from us. That's what Marxism is. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. That was what the 14th Amendment gave the foundation or the impetus to do all this with. That's the problem, not the money. That's just a symptom of the problem.
Right. So, in other words, we've been chopping at the branches and not getting the root of the tree. And that's the 14th Amendment that established a communist fascist state.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard that the Federal Reserve note is non-negotiable, which means it's no better than on a promissory note.
No, that's true. It's for all debts, private and public. And it's a medium exchange. That's what I tell people. They go, well, it's fake money or whatever. Yeah, it buys stuff. It's a medium exchange. Bernanke said that. You know, someone asked him what a Federal Reserve note was, and he said a medium exchange. And I go, that's what it is. The problem is the 14th Amendment citizens are liable for the tax on it, and that's where the income tax goes. That's the slavery right there. Has nothing to do with the birth certificate. It's when you take that number to get the benefits of the U.S. citizen that creates the problem.
Okay, we have possibly one more caller, and we can skip the imaging prayer, which we do every week. So,
I think
you
Timothy
go ahead
in
and
Washington.
Take another caller?
Yeah,
Pardon?
Timothy in Washington.
Okay, let's go ahead. Thank you, Richard. I really appreciate your call. It's a lot to think about for sure. And let's go ahead. We'll bring Timothy on, then we're going to have a commercial break, and we'll just answer his question just before the close of the show. How's that? Hi, Timothy.
Okay, so how you doing, Al? Can you hear me okay?
I can. Glad thank you for calling in.
We're coming up to a break?
Soon, so go ahead and you can get your question out. That means we can have a few minutes to think about it, huh?
Well, you're going to need a couple of minutes because your whole show and this guest is not in reality. None of you legalese people are in reality at all. I've been an activist for 30 years. I've been illegally locked up 34 times for political and religious free speech. There is no law. You're fooling people. Judges do what they're going to do. It's all by the barrel of a gun. There's no rule whatsoever.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
Yes,
take your information and go down to the courthouse and walk around and try to distribute it. Watch your ass end up in jail. Watch it.
Whatever. As far as I'm concerned, sir, you're an operative.
No law.
You're trying to scare people. No, you're an operative.
No, I'm not. No,
well, you're an idiot.
People know my voice. You didn't mind my voice.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Let's party.
We are coming up on a break. Cool down. Ken, can you make sure my line's cooked up to LB so we can talk about this? Thank you, Ken.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
For coming back to the close of the hour from In Defense of Humanity. You've been listening to Albie Bork, author of The Red Amendment. People's Awareness Coalition is the group, and there's several websites, Not My Government, PACAlliance.us, PACAndLaw.us, that's P-A-C, not P-A-C-K, for People's Awareness Coalition. And we did have Timothy on the line. I'm not sure if Timmy is there, but I will not have a shouting match on my show. So I will engage with LB. A lot of people feel that way. They feel that there's a presumption that they're U.S. citizens, and it's very easy to get locked up and have the key thrown away, and they don't believe there is any law in force in our country that it's been taken over by a communist fascist force. So how do you respond to what Timothy said without, you know, calling me an idiot, huh?
Well, see, people like that discourage people from wanting to do anything. And the guy was wrong. There is a rule of law, and that's what most of these people in this movement, they're doing things wrong because they're on the internet getting junk off it, off YouTube and whatever. I've seen success. We've had people driving around without license and plates on their car, and they're doing things properly. They're left alone because we go to peace with government. Again, U.S. citizens are enemies, and yes, they're going to get jerked around by the courts. But that's what they've chosen.
Mm-hmm. Well, knowingly or unknowingly, a lot of people don't know. They don't know how to extricate themselves. And you have a process, and it's detailed in the Red Amendment, and you formed a whole coalition to help people through this process legally and lawfully. Is this correct?
Well, yes, but the process isn't in the book, because if I put it in there, you'd have a bunch of opportunists dividing us. All PAC's material has always been to build our coalition of people so we had strength to take our states back. And all I've seen for 25 years is division and scare tactics from people like Alex Jones and this guy that just called in. Mm-hmm. And nothing's ever going to get fixed.
There's certainly a lot of scare tactics out there, right?
Well, yes. And, I don't believe he was real. To come on and say I'm full of it or whatever he said in his words is ludicrous, because I've seen it work.
I understand. No, I know several people, actually, that are competent enough and do know the law enough, and it does work, but they are no longer U.S. citizens. They're formally no longer U.S. citizens. I mean, there's many ways people claim that they're not U.S. citizens. But if you don't formally extricate yourself, then it's for naught. But anyway, we are actually at the end of the hour, and I so appreciate you coming onto the program. I think there's so much that needs to be networked and worked on with the People's Awareness Coalition as a foundation. So I hope our listeners join us and explore the website and actually read in detail the Red Amendment. So thank you for joining us, LB.
Thank you. Thank you. Division is the worst problem yet.
It is. It's true. So take care. Stay tuned for next week when Al Whitney will be back as your host. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ken.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to
Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.